listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viger with you. A Queensland Victims of Crime advocate is pleased the government is considering the recommendations from the failed Youth Justice Reform Committee. Ken Cunliffe was one of many advocates that called for a bipartisan approach to youth crime. He's glad the recommendations are in front of Cabinet, but disappointed in the potential lack of support for victims of non-violent crimes due to costs.
The level of support that they would have to provide would be relative to the amount of crime that's happening in the community. And if they can contain that to normal or reasonable levels, then that expense would not be that high.
Medical trainees are suffering bullying at alarming rates, with other doctors and patients identified as the perpetrators. Recent Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency data shows 26% of surveyed women reported being abused at work, compared to 16% of males. AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says women had the second highest rates, with trainees who identify as non-binary recording the most cases of bullying, harassment and discrimination.
The abuse harassment comes from all different areas, from other healthcare workers and also patients. And this is really not acceptable. People have a right to a safe workplace.
And new reports show Northern drivers copped 5,500 traffic infringement notices last financial year. The stats from the Queensland Revenue Office showed 156,000 speeding fines and almost 24,000 red camera ones were dished out across the state. Taking a look at local sport, the Townsville Blackhawks have claimed a victory in round 7 of the QRL. Playing on their home ground, the Blackhawks defeated the Dolphins 28 points to 20. It's bumped the Blackhawks up to 11th position on the leaderboard. Next, they'll take on 12th placed PNG Hunters.